1 year, 8 months, 13 days to go. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Democrats' two potential history makers are now officially at each other. The tiff began when rich Hollywood power broker David Geffen told the New York Times he would not be supporting Hillary Clinton this time around because, while everybody in politics lies, Bill and Hillary, quote, do it with such ease it's troubling. Geffen also called Bill reckless and said he didn't think Hillary could bring the country together. Apparently, dropping Clinton from her campaign signs hasn't fooled Mr. Geffen one bit. And so, instead of supporting Hillary as the first female president, he sent $2,300 in support of Barack Obama as the first black president. In response, the Clinton campaign said the Obama campaign was embracing the politics of trash and demanded that Obama denounce Geffen and return his $2,300. Obama refused to do either. Then, Obama's communications director said he wasn't going to get into the middle of a disagreement between the Clintons and a former supporter, but then did anyway, observing that the Clintons had no problem with David Geffen back in the days when he was raising $18 million for them and sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom. It was left to candidate John Edwards to rise above the fray and comment that Hillary's 2002 vote in favor of going into Iraq was between her and her conscience and that it wasn't for him to judge, making it clear that judgmental is the last thing that he would want to be, so if you're looking for someone to judge Hillary Clinton, it's not him. Don't even ask. He has no opinion on it. There's nothing to see here. At least that's the message I'm getting 1 year, 8 months, and 13 days from the election. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.